Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. As of March 9th, 6.5% of Berliners have received one corona vaccination and 3.6% have been fully vaccinated. For more information, please follow the link in our show notes. Görlitzer Park and adjacent streets in the Rengelkiez are currently among seven so-called crime-ridden locations where the Berlin police can carry out suspicionless checks justified by a high number of crimes. A local residents' initiative is making serious accusations that the police are only checking people on the basis of their skin color. The accusations of those affected, park visitors, and the residents' initiative report that it's mainly people of color who are being checked. The Senator of the Interior, Andreas Geisel, also admitted this in an interview with RBB and says that it's a problem, stating that he's received reports from people of color who say they are checked more often. Geisel says that if this is done for reasons of racial profiling, it's not correct, and he believes action must be taken against this, adding, quote, "The Berlin police strictly reject this, yet I am realistic enough to see that it does exist," unquote. Per reporting by the RBB, most criminal charges in Görlitzer Park in 2020 were recorded in connection with violations of the Narcotics Act, with 370 preliminary proceedings against drug dealers, most of whom come from Guinea or Gambia. However, according to the report, police in the park investigate buyers or possessors of drugs four times more frequently than dealers, in this case, 1,460 times. According to the Interior Senate, these are a diverse group and often male adults of German origin. Residents and park visitors are sensitized to the issue and often stop when officers check people of color and get involved. RBB mentions a woman going by the name of Katrine, a white Berliner who has lived right next to Görlitzer Park for nearly 20 years, and she stated to the station, quote, "I've never been controlled, my white friends have never been controlled, and it's very clear what's going on here," unquote. When asked, an officer from Section 53 remarked that talking to critics in the park is not always easy. He himself believes the discussion about racial profiling is important and needs to be held, yet he is still affected by the accusations. According to statements from officers, the police see that they need to question their control patterns. Dominique Freund, deputy head of this section, explained that once a month and after operations in which allegations of racial profiling are raised, Section 53 officers sit down and discuss the incidents with senior officers, stating, quote, "Many colleagues describe the reason why they carry out checks based on a gut feeling, and that gut feeling must definitely not be origin or skin color," unquote. Freund added that the topic is also a focus in training. Several people affected, whom RBB spoke to independently, remarked that oftentimes black Berliners no longer go to Görlitzer Park for fear of being controlled. Geisel reacted to this, stating, quote, "This must not happen. But at this point, dealers are controlled and dealers are arrested because they deal, not because they come from Guinea. That's easy to mix up in criticism. Police make a point of keeping that separate, but the fear of racially profiling people should not lead to a failure to fight crime," unquote. Geisel added that, nevertheless, he takes the accusation of racial profiling very seriously. Coronavirus vaccinations began in Berlin's medical practices yesterday. Initially, about 100 practices will participate in a pilot project with the Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians, or KV, including family practices and those focusing on diabetes and oncology. The KV had announced last week that the AstraZeneca vaccine would first be used in the practices, with other vaccines to follow. who exactly will be vaccinated is to be decided according to the requirements of the vaccination ordinance, with practices inviting those patients who have a relevant chronic disease. On Monday evening, the health ministers of the federal and state governments agreed that starting in April, doctors in private practice are to vaccinate against the coronavirus nationwide, with doses being delivered unbureaucratically to offices via wholesalers and pharmacies. Physicians will be able to decide for themselves who gets the vaccination based on the existing prioritization of population groups. Yesterday, Berlin Health Senator Kalaichi emphasized on RBB's InfoRadio that the vaccination planning sequence should be followed in doctors' offices, but how that can be ensured remains to be determined. According to Kalaichi, the federal and state health ministers assume that so much vaccine will be available in April that it can no longer be administered through the centers alone. By then, at the latest, primary care physicians will come into play. Moreover, she added that if there is enough vaccine, model calculations indicate that it could be possible to achieve full vaccination coverage for the entire population by the beginning of August. As of yesterday, Berlin's stores were allowed to open again for customers. However, this requires a prior appointment booking. Customers are only allowed to enter stores for a limited time with a medical mask, and they must leave their data for contact tracing. Clear criticism of this click-and-meet concept is coming from the Berlin-Brandenburg Retail Association. Its CEO, Nils Busch-Petersen, spoke yesterday on Radio 1 of a, quote, botched extended lockdown that the Conference of State Premiers had agreed upon last week. He added that for some merchants, such as owners of small boutiques, the opening with prior appointment booking is admittedly, quote, a straw that many have longed for. We are grasping at any straw because this situation is simply catastrophic, unquote. Nevertheless, he said that this path is, quote, impractical and very bumpy. The whole thing won't run smoothly and will complicate everything unnecessarily, unquote, and added that many Berlin merchants spent all of Monday explaining the click-and-meet concept to their shoppers. Busch-Petersen believes that strict adherence to proven hygiene concepts would be enough to start up with a square meter limit, and he doesn't believe there's a need for a new buzz phrase like click-and-meet, adding that scientific studies have shown that the incidence of infection in retail stores during the pandemic was more than 25% below the national average, warned of massive store losses in urban centers, and that the federal government's compensation was still not enough, remarking, quote, we are losing businesses all the time. The number of larger chains that are in bankruptcy is growing by the day, unquote. According to the survey institute YouGov, the majority of customers also view the click-and-meet concept skeptically. 58% of respondents cannot currently imagine shopping in retail stores with prearranged appointments. For about 36% of respondents, on the other hand, this opportunity would be an option. The company Centogene announced on Monday that the corona mutation B1525 has been detected for the first time in Germany at the BER Airport Test Center in a person from Saxony. B1525 is similar to the B117 variant, but also has a mutation of a protein like the variants first discovered in South Africa and Brazil, which is thought to make it significantly more contagious. According to the Pharmaceutische Zeitung, the variant has now been detected in 19 countries a total of almost 280 times, with the highest proportion in Nigeria. There, it was found in a quarter of the positive tests analyzed. The private company Centogene has been investigating every positive COVID result for mutations in test centers and by mobile test teams under contract since the beginning of 2021. It operates private test centers at the airports of Berlin and Brandenburg, Dusseldorf, Frankfurt, and Hamburg, as well as in the city centers of Berlin, Frankfurt, and Wiesbaden. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.